Streets of Gold is heard on great stations like Lead Me to the Rock on Sundays. Now, for a complete list of stations that air this program, visit our website, streetsofgoldradio.com. Today's artist interview is with David Meese, and before we get to my phone conversation with him, let's take you to his 1983 album, Count the Cost, and this top five radio hit, And You Know It's Right, David Meese on Streets of Gold.
When something in the deepest part of you is telling you things you need to do, something in the very heart of you is showing you the things you know are true. You can hear it now, growing stronger now, and feel it reaching out to grip the heart.
David, in the mid-80s, I remember when you hooked up with Gino Vannelli and you did a couple of albums then. How did that come about?
Well, number one, I was a huge fan of Gino Vannelli in the late 70s and early 80s. And so he was one of those people I always dreamed of just meeting. I never would be so arrogant as to suggest I actually get to do a couple of projects with him. I had finished my album, Seven, which every song on that record was a major hit on some station somewhere. Mm-hmm. And spanning all the different musical styles that it covered, it did extremely well. But I was getting a reputation a little bit as a hit single kind of artist rather than an album artist. And I wanted to do something that was so off the charts from what anybody would expect from me. And so I sat down with my A&R man from Word, Murr Records, and I said, this last record, Seven, sold so many copies. We couldn't hire like a Phil Collins or somebody like that for a whole album, but we might be able to for one or two songs. And I said, let's see what we can do. And so this friend of mine just wrote down the names of some people I wanted to work with. And anyway, calls me up one day out of the blue and says, hey, man, I met Gino and Joe Vanelli. And he said, and they're up for it. They want you to come out because they want to hear, you know, your songs. And so I went out there and I played him the song 70 times 7, and Gino just loved it and said, I want to produce that song.
This prison has no walls, this bondage has no chains, my memories have no mercy, there's no one left to blame. Wish I could force back the hands of time, right every wrong, grant me just this one last chance, for it's gone, 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 gone. How could I be so blind as to doubt your love? How can I go on living without your love? 70 times 7, will you forgive me for all that I've done? 70 times 7, I'm so afraid of what I've become. Oh. For all the promises laid to waste, for all the seeds unsown, for all the justice I never faced, I must now atone. Is there a soul that can't be saved? Is there a heart that has no hope? Is there a peace that can still be made? Please say it so. Oh, oh. How could I be so blind as to die?
So well that we went ahead and do a bunch more tracks for the next album, which was Candle in the Rain.
Lonely voices crying in the night. Can you hear it? No more choices. Just trying to get by. Can you see it?
Are you still in touch with Gino these days?
Not really. You know, I send him a card every now and then, but just very slight. It's just both of us, you know, we have our own careers going, and we both just got so busy. There's certainly nothing negative between us at all. I love Gino. He was one of the... He and his brother were two of the best people I ever met in my life.
Sounds
and
like
I mean that. They were both Christians. So, I mean, they were a real blessing to me.
Yeah. David, in 90, you released Learning to Trust. Talk about that album a little bit.
Learning to Trust ended up being the biggest selling record of my career. And it was an album where I finally had come to terms back in the 80s, the mid to late 80s, with my father's alcoholism and his drug addictions and the abuse that my whole family suffered as a result. And in 86, my father died from alcohol toxicity. Just started me on a journey of really going back and rediscovering what happened when I was a kid. And getting to a place where I was able to forgive my father and finally put it behind me, which is why I'd never spoken of it or written songs about it, because I didn't want to do that unless I had something to share with people that would encourage them and give them hope that they can overcome whatever it is that they have been through. And anyway, in 88, I was able to forgive my father, and the songs that I wrote between 86, when my father died, and 88, when I finally forgave him, were basically what ended up on Learning to Trust. And each song basically tells a story. It's very autobiographical, and it tells a story of what I learned. What did God show me in that whole episode that I could share with people to encourage them? And I think that's exactly what the album was. It was very atmospheric, and I thought Brown Bannister did a phenomenal job producing it.
There's a father in your sweetest dreams, who's always there to meet your needs. He never ever let you down. There's a mother in your heart of hearts, who always plays the perfect part. She never lets you hit the ground. This is the need of children. These are the tender dreams. And oh, how it hurts when they don't come true. And that's why I'm learning to trust in you. In everything I do, I'm learning to trust in you. 'Cause I know in my heart that you're true. Learning to trust in you, but sometimes it's so hard to do. Father, little children must grow up, and to grow we gotta learn to trust, and to trust we gotta cling to you. When you tell me you will hold me close, it's the very thing I need the most. But it's the hardest thing to do. I've got this pain inside me. It speaks to me loud and clear. When there's so much to gain, there's always so much to lose. And that's why I'm learning to trust in you. In everything I do, I'm learning to trust in you. 'Cause I know in my heart that you're true. I'm learning to trust in you. But sometimes it's so hard to do.
David Meese. on Streets of Gold. I'm Larry Wayne. More with our conversation with David Meese in our next hour, so stick around.